What did I tell you?
You're right, Yael. This is a beautiful piece.
It should be. After all, the soloist is playing a famous Stradivarius violin.
What's so special about a Stradivarius?
That's something that musicians and scientists have been trying to figure out for centuries. Scientists at the University of Tennessee and Columbia University think that the violin's unique sound has to do with climate change. Between 1645 and 1715, Western Europe experienced what's known as the Maunder Minimum, a period of unusually cold weather due to the sun's reduced activity during the time. Temperatures may have dropped by 2 degrees Celsius, which was enough to make trees grow more slowly. Slower tree growth produces stronger, denser wood.
Let me guess. The scientists think that a violin maker like Stradivarius used wood from these slowly growing, denser trees to make violins.
Right. If the scientists are correct, the special quality of the wood is one factor that allows a Stradivarius violin to produce such brilliant tones.
Isn't it possible for today's violin makers to use technology to make violins that sound just as good as a Stradivarius?
Maybe. Some musicians think that recently made violins sound just as good, if not better. In fact, nearly all Stradivarius violins have been modified over the centuries so that they don't sound much like they did originally. If Stradivarius were alive today, he might not even recognize the sound.
But there's no denying the Stradivarius mystique. I mean, modified or not, they still sound great.
This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research.
Today's program was prepared by Jeremy Shear with help from Joe Wolf at the University of New South Wales, Australia. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.